dreaded trains anymore since trucks have taken over.
Do you remember your grandparents?
I remember my grandfather on my mother's side and my grandmother on my father's side. The other two were dead when I was born.
What did your grandfather do?
He was a farmer.
What was he from here?
He had lived the biggest part of his life in Hayward County, but I don't think that he was born here in Hayward County.
And did his wife do anything?
No, she was just a housewife. Back then, the wives didn't work it off the farm.
And your grandmother, did she do?
She was a housewife too. They both had about 15 and 13 children each, so they had their hands full.
Did you know your grandfather on your father's side?
I believe he was a farmer also.
Were they educated people or were?
No. None of them had very much education.
Are you married?
I'm divorced.
Do you have any children?
I have two teenage boys.
This house that you lived in all those years, can you tell me a little bit what it's like?
Well, it wasn't very big when we moved here. My father was traveling, and it was mostly just my mother, my sister, and I, and it had about three rooms and a part of the bathroom. And it's what they call a shotgun house.
Uh-huh.
It was just straight from one room to the other.
Could you kind of draw me a sketch of
it? You feel what I thought. Would you like it from the side, from the front? There's not much.
You know, just like a floor plan.
Oh, okay.
Is this house still standing?
Yes, I think it is. Although it did almost fall apart when my mother moved out of it. She had so much furniture in it that the windows almost came out. And she got out.
Was this furniture all antique or?
No, just, they have some antique furniture, but most of this was just things that they had picked up along. None of it was fancy. There was a front porch. And the bathroom was off of the back porch here. And then the closet. This was the kitchen. And the bedroom.
And the
living
room. And you called the living room. Would you put
bathroom? This was just a small room, but you went out of the kitchen into this room and into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
When we first moved into this house, though, there was not a bathroom. There was the one bathroom out here at the back that had when we first moved up there, there was an outdoor toilet at the end of the street, and there was about eight houses, and all of us used that one, and then the man that owned it came down to this end of the street and built this one house out back and sectioned it into four outdoor bathrooms. So he put in a regular plumbing and all, not the laboratory and thing. And then finally he put them on the back porches that we had and closed them in. So the house was not very good, but I went to school from there and it kept us out of the cold and the rain.
this outdoor bathroom, what did you call it?
Toilet.
Do you know other names for that? Would you know?
That's what we call it. I think people have called them pretty. An outhouse. I think the toilet's